We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital. And of course, on the South Point streaming network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show as we begin another week of covering the great sport of kings horse racing Las Vegas style here at Sports Talk 1400 AM in Las Vegas, 107.1 FM on the radio. They are our radio station, anchor stations here in Las Vegas. And, of course, where you get to your podcasting as well. And, of course, all of our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, Google phone, handled with the apps, the phone apps that you can get at your devices stores, your app stores. And, of course, the KSHP app will allow you to listen to us through the radio station or YouTube app, of course. You can see and hear us at YouTube right now, as a matter of fact. And if you want to get to YouTube and start chatting away, you can do that, too. Our chatters are already chatting away, and all you have to do is go to YouTube, get to the Race Day Las Vegas site, and when you get there, you click it on, and, of course, you can join the chat room if you are a subscriber. If you're not, it's easy to do. Just hit subscribe. That's all. It's free. and then you'll start chatting away. I want to thank all of you chatters for giving me a good morning, and Jonathan Arduin and everybody else a good morning as well. All right, so we start out the week covering the horse racing scene. And, of course, the weather is the most dominant overall in racing this week because of the cold weathers and, of course, the fires that continue in Southern California, that apocalyptic. It's amazing the fires that are going on down there. They're getting a handle on some of them. But as far as getting them all doused out and et cetera, we need to depend on Mother Nature and the wind, the Santa Ana winds that go through there. Now, they've had a couple of breaks in the last couple of days. There are about four major fires that are still going underway, and some of them are contained to a degree, but certainly none of them of the four that are left are out. So keep that in mind. Southern California, Santa Anita, has already said that they're going to start racing tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a special racing day. They're going to move the last Friday's card to tomorrow. And then they're going to race Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Monday is the Martin Luther King holiday. So they're going to have a holiday program on Monday that was already scheduled. In the meantime, Santa Anita is going to inject a lot of the races that were canceled because of the fires in Southern California and giving them extra races. That will happen for the next month. And as a result, all of the post times at Santa Anita from tomorrow through the 26th of January will have either a noon start or an 11:30 a.m. start. It just depends on the amount of races they're having. And as I say, the races that were canceled last week because of the fires are going to be inserted as extra races on the regular racing cards, which means that you'll have 9, 10, maybe a lot of days, 11 races to make up for those races that were lost. So Santa Anita from tomorrow on out is going to have early post times, 11:30 and or 12 noon. That's the first thing. As far as other tracks that were canceled because of the freezing weather that's going on out there and the snow and all that, for example, Oaklawn Park is going to add Thursday, January 30th, as another racing program there from the ones they had lost last week from the cancellation because of the weather. So they're going to return on Friday, as they normally do. At this time of the year, they run Friday through Sunday, and then they'll pick it up a little bit later on. But they're going to run one extra day so far, and that is Thursday, the 30th of January, in addition to the Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're going to add other days as well a little bit later on, they say. Okay, so they're going to add other days later on, but a little bit later on. But right now, the only addition for the rest of this month is going to be on the 30th of January for Oaklawn Park. Now we get to Turfway Park. Turfway Park is going to do makeups by adding races each day to their card. So, for example, they're going to have 10 races each day starting today at Turfway to make up for their cancellations last week of their cards. So to get add races today throughout the rest of the foreseeable future to make up for the races that were lost on the cancellations. So those are the tracks that are making up somewhat for cancellations due to either fire or just a freezing cold weather. Now, for today, we have some post-time changes. For example, Turfway Park today, and remember, they have that big Pick 5 carryover that they've been trying to give away for over a week now. Now, that Pick 5 carryover is going to go today. It's going to be up for today, $180,036. $180,036 on the carryover in the Turfway Park Pick 5. It's not a jackpot, a regular Pick 5. That'll happen today. Now, the first post time today has been changed, okay? At Turfway Park. They're expecting freezing weather later on this evening at Turfway. So they're going to start Pacific time at 1 o'clock, not the usual 2:55. They're going to start the first race at 1 p.m. Pacific time today at Turfway to try to get ahead of the sub-freezing weathers that'll prevail there in that area later on tonight. All right? Other racetracks that have a change in post times include Turf Paradise, Tampa Bay Downs, and Parks Racing. They do not have their regular post times, so pay attention when we give you the racing menu. We got the new post times for those tracks today, including the new post time at Turfway Park at 1 o'clock. So those are some of the changes that are happening because of the cancellations due to either weather or the fires in Southern California. Now, as far as Southern California is concerned, as far as the weather looks like in Southern California, we've got it's 72 degrees right there in Southern California today, and it is clear. And all we have to worry about are trying to get a hold of the Santa Ana winds and the fires going on in Southern California. As far as the rest of the country, you got some rain and action going on the Gulf Coast of Texas and some parts of Louisiana, in the panhandle of Florida, and then that's about it. The only other major precipitation at all is some snow in the Great Lakes area and up in Canada. So that's just about the way the weather is today. But they're expecting more sub-freezing weather coming down from Canada a little bit later on in this week around the country. So we'll keep an eye on that as far as any cancellations because of sub-freezing weather. All right? Right now, Miami 74, New York 36. Chicago is topping out at 21 today, so you get the message about that. And here in Las Vegas, right now outside here in Vegas, is 34 degrees. All right? We overnight, we're going to get into the freezing. We're going to get between 30, 32, 34 degrees overnight here in Las Vegas. The high yesterday here in Vegas was 50 degrees. Today, they expect a little warmer. We're going to get to 58 degrees, but these are the parameters that we will be dealing with here in Nevada if you're planning maybe on taking a weekend trip up here to see some of that playoff football and, of course, the championship in the college football on Monday. These are the parameters as far as the weather here. In the low 30s overnight and in the mid to high 50s, maybe a 60 or something like that, 61 later on in the week, as far as that is concerned. Hopefully we don't get any wind with it because that wind chill really goes right through you. But that is the weather it's going to be. But as you know, it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the race and sports books, especially here at the South Point. All right? As far as coming up this week, stakes races. All right? Today we have two stakes races out at Sunland Park. Sunland Park is going to have stakes races today. You got two of them there today. And you will have four stakes races at Sunland Park tomorrow that will include the Riley Allison Derby, where Todd Fincher and Mr. Diodoro have a pair of starters each in the Riley Allison Derby that will be tomorrow at Sunland. So Sunland has stakes races today and four more tomorrow. As far as Saturday is concerned, big day out the fairgrounds. We've been talking about the LeCompte and the Silver Bullet Day. They are among six stakes races at the fairgrounds. You got two grade threes and four others. The LeCompte and the Silver Bullet Day, of course, are races. The LeCompte will have Kentucky Derby points, 20 Kentucky Derby points for LeCompte. That, of course, is part of the Louisiana Derby series there. And as far as the Silver Bullet Day, that is part of the Fairgrounds Oaks series on the way to the Kentucky Oaks. No Kentucky Oaks points, I think. I'll check and make sure. But the Silver Bullet Day is for three-year-olds on the road to the Kentucky Oaks. That'll happen on Saturday at the fairgrounds. Laurel will also have four stakes races on its card Saturday. Gulfstream Park will check in with a couple of stakes races there. Aqueduct, Oaklawn, and Turfway Park will all have a stakes race on the card on Saturday. And Saturday at Santa Anita, they are going to bring back the five Cal Cup stakes races, okay? The ones that were canceled last weekend, the five Cal Cup stakes races will be part of the racing card on Saturday at Santa Anita. On Sunday at Santa Anita, they're going to bring back the two stakes. Well, they're going to bring back one stakes race and the originally scheduled stakes race for Sunday. The La Cienega, which was canceled also last Sunday, will be coming up this Sunday along with the stakes race that was scheduled for this Sunday. So they'll have two stakes races there at Santa Anita. I know it's a little bit hard to follow. It's a bouncing ball there, but what we're trying to do is see where they're going to put extra racing days and make up the stakes races for all of the delays and cancellations of last week. So that's what we have right now. I want to remind everybody that there could be changing as far as the fires that are going on in Southern California and, of course, the a lot of the cold weather that is preventing and canceling some races. But as far as today, it looks good. As far as the races on the menu today, it looks good, and we will wait and see about that. All right? Looking at some other news items along the way, Ired Ortiz Jr. is going to get nabbed 3 days for that disqualification in the Pasco Stakes down at Tampa Bay. He will serve his 3 days on Sunday, January 19th, and the following week, Wednesday the 22nd and Thursday the 23rd. As far as the stakes races at the fairgrounds, we are talking about the Silver Bullet Day and the LeCompte. Trainer Kenny McPeak and trainer Brad Cox are going to have several horses in each of the races. McPeak will have three in the Silver Bullet Day, and he has two in the LeCompte. Brad Cox will have two in the LeCompte and two in the Silver Bullet Day. So those guys are well represented in those two races, and those stakes fields have been drawn already at the fairgrounds. I'll go over those two stakes races with Jonathan Harduna in just a little bit. Brad Cox and Steve Asmussen tied as far as the most winners in the state of Kentucky last year. In 2024, both Brad Cox and Steve Asmussen had 96 winners in the racetracks in Kentucky last year. So congratulations to them on a very productive 2024 there. All righty. And as far as any of the other quick news, Patch Adams, a horse that, you know, a lot of people think is a future star for Brad Cox. Cox said he's going to head Patch Adams is headed to Oaklawn for the Southwest Stakes coming up there. This two-time starter will make his stakes debut in the Southwest. Baffert's trainee Barnes is an individual favorite for the Kentucky Derby Future Pool 3. The Kentucky Derby Future Pool 3, the Parimutuel Future Pool for the Kentucky Derby. It'll start tomorrow at 3 p.m. Pacific time. I take that back. It'll start Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. 3 p.m. Pacific time on Friday. And Baffert Barnes is the individual favorite, morning line favorite, at 10-1 in the pool. It starts out at 10-1. But remember, the all others, which is the last one on thing, is really going to be the future book favorite, but it encompasses a lot of horses, that all others. But Barnes is the individual favorite. Sierra Leone worked again and pointing towards the Saudi Cup, and Baffert is still on the fence as far as the Pegasus with Imagination. We'll wait and see about that. And as far as any of the other news, this is all from the Daily Racing Forum. Chance McPatrick is still sidelined. Brown hopes to make the Derby trail with him, but Chance McPatrick is still on the sideline, and we'll wait and see if he makes it back to the road to the Kentucky Derby. All right, we got a lot to cover today. Jonathan Harduna is standing by. We'll have Rich Eng coming on with us as well. John Lindo will give us a latest on what's going on in Southern California. He also has a Gulfstream sheet for today here. And Jerry Jackowitz will be along with us with his thoughts or two about what's going on as well. And as far as the weather, like I said, the weather is going to be the deciding factor in a lot of these delays throughout the week. But we'll try to keep you posted as much as we can. And there's a lot of changes going on, as you can tell. All right, we're going to go to our first break on this first show of this week. When we get back, we'll give you the racing menu, maybe take a look at what happened on Sunday at the key racetracks, and then we'll get started with our handicappers. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Race Day Las Vegas, looking at what happened on Sunday. Hey, Jonathan Ardoon, want to congratulate him. He gave us a nice winner at Gulfstream Park on Sunday. Gulfstream Park. Dylan Davis got together with Christophe Clement to win the third race at 760. Davis came back for Shug McGahee in the sixth race for a $31.20 winner. And so Davis got his two wins there. And as far as any other jockeys, Irett Ortiz Jr. won the last two races on Sunday at Gulfstream with a runner by Safi Joseph Jr. at 440. Last race winner, courtesy of Mark Cassie, trainer Mark Cassie at 1160. Pick six at Gulfstream paid $16,294.72. But the highlight of the day for us here on race day was Jonathan Hardoon's pick at Gulfstream Park. That was in the seventh race. Ready for a Fight was just that. Ready for a Fight won under Tyler Gaffleone for Marty Drexler, and paid $12.40 for the win there. Thank you very much, Mr. Jonathan Hardoon. At Aqueduct, Jonathan came back with another winner for us, and so did Jerry Jackowitz. At Aqueduct, Manny Franco was the riding star of the day. He won three races. The first race for Dick Dutrow Jr. at $2.50. Came back in the fourth race. That was Jerry J's reverse play, one of Jerry J's connecting horses. Manny Franco won there with Quick Hammer. Wayne Potts, trainee, at $6.90. Jerry's Key Horse ran second, so the reverse exacta for a dollar paid $10.90. Linda Rice checked in with a couple of winners. Of course, Jose Lexicano rode at least one of them. He was the winner in the fifth race for her at $2.10 as the filthy favorite there. And then she came back in the ninth, the eighth and final race with Kendra Carmouche paying $13.80. Manny Franco's third win of the day came in the seventh race, 760 for Philip Antonucci. Pick six there at Aqueduct on Sunday paid $3,226. And Jonathan Hardoon's pick in the sixth race was a winner. Monetary Monarch paid $6.60. So Mr. Hardoon was got two winners for us on Sunday on the show. And Tampa Bay Down, Rich Eng checked in with a winner. Tampa Bay Down's Richie's pick in the fourth race, Valenzuelan Triumph, got there, paid $6 even to win the fourth race at Tampa Bay. Sammy Camacho had back-to-back wins at Tampa Bay, a $5.40 winner for Christophe Clement, and a $4 winner for Brad Cox in the sixth race. And that's just about what happened on Sunday. So our handicappers did well on Sunday, and we expect them to carry it over to this week, hopefully, right? Okay, here's the racing menu for today. Again, remember, listen up to the post times. There are some changes in the post times today in the racing menu. Remember, first post times are that of the Pacific time zone. If you're in another time zone anywhere in the world and you want to play these races, make sure you adjust the post times from the Pacific time zone to whatever time zone you're in so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? We begin the racing menu with Parks Racing. Now, Parks Racing has a Pick 5 jackpot carryover of $75,274. The first post time is adjusted to 8:35 this morning. It was 9:05, but is now adjusted to 8:35. Parks Racing, 8:35, first post today at Parks Racing. Next, we'll go to Mahoning Valley. Mahoning Valley's first post time is at 9:15. They have a Pick 5 carryover, a regular Pick 5 carryover, $12,393 at Mahoning Valley. Their Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $11,533. Again, their first post time is at 9:15. Gulfstream Park will kick in at 9:20 with their racing card, their Pick 6 jackpot carryover, the Rainbow jackpot carryover, $107,957 today at Gulfstream Park. Their first post time is at 9:20. Then we go to Tampa Bay Downs. Now, Tampa Bay Downs had an original start time of 9:25. They've moved that back now to 9:40. First post time at Tampa Bay Downs is at 9:40. They have a super high five carryover there at Tampa Bay. of $14,112. And again, first post time at Tampa Bay today is at 9:40. Then we get to Turf Paradise. Turf Paradise, Phoenix, Arizona. They've got a carryover at Turf Paradise in their pick six jackpot, $102,436. Pretty big carryover there at Turf Paradise. Pick six jackpot, $102,436. Their first post time has been changed from 11:40 to 11:25 now. First post time at Turf Paradise today is 11:25. All right. Then we get to Turfway Park. As we say, Turfway Park has had that pick five, a regular pick five carryover, sitting there for over a week with all the cancellations. Their pick five carryover, $180,036. And keeping our fingers crossed, let's hope we can get it off today. First post time at Turfway Park is now set at 1 p.m. Changed from 2:55 to 1 p.m. earlier now, 1 p.m. first post at Turfway Park with that big carryover there. Then we get to Delta Downs. Delta Downs first post time is at 2:50 at Delta Downs. And we wrap it up at Charlestown. Charlestown has a pick six jackpot carryover, $8,557. And their first post time at Charlestown is still set at 4 p.m. Those are the post times as they stand right now. No cancellations as right now. Now we're going to go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by, which is in frozen tundra up there in Saratoga today. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Well, to tell you the truth, you know, when you leave the house and it's 32 degrees, it's 34 now out there. It's pretty cold for us, but nothing like you. I know.
It's fine. As long as there's no snow, we're okay. And it's just freezing cold here, and hopefully the snow stays away.
Well, an interesting, there's a lot of fluctuation going on with the post times and racing days, et cetera, because of the weather and, of course, in Southern California with the fires. But we're going to see if we can get some of these great stakes races and great stakes cards off this week if we can. Of course, Fairgrounds has that big card coming up on Saturday. Santa Anita now with the five Cal Cup races that have been delayed and now are on the card scheduled for Saturday as well. So there's two big racing days at those two tracks on Saturday. And we're starting off this week with a couple of stakes races today at Sunland Park, and two more at Sunland make that four more at Sunland on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, I don't play the track. Usually they run a lot of quarter horse racing there. I assume it's thoroughbred racing now, but one of the few tracks I don't play. Sorry.
Yeah, and they backed up their post time today from 9:25 to 9:40, so they're adjusting over there as well. On Friday, tomorrow, the Riley Allison Derby is a race that both Deodoro and Fincher have a couple of horses in that. But we are concentrating mostly on the horses that are on the road to either the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Derby. This week it happens at the Fairgrounds with the LeCompte and the Silver Bullet Day. And Brad Cox and Kenny McPeak have several entries in both of those races.
Well, what else is new? I mean, for Cox to have a bunch of good young horses, it's no surprise. He's like Baffert and Pletcher and the rest of them. And he's absolutely loaded, Ralph. He's got about 30 horses that they paid over $1 million for, just to give you an idea of how loaded that barn really is.
Wow. Good stuff. That's for sure. Well, we took a small look at the LeCompte the other day. Taking a look at the Silver Bullet Day, which is for the three-year-old fillies on Saturday. There's a field of eight there, and as I say, Brad Cox has Chastain in it at 4-1. Kenny McPeak will have one of his horses right next door, at the two horse at Golden Gamble. And then going further on down the list, I'll just go through the field real quick. Chastain is the one, Golden Gamble is the two. The three is Simply Joking, James Torrey for with Beckman. The four is Drexel King, Ben Curtis for D. Workworth Beckman. So he has two horses in the race as well. Brad Cox's second horse is the five, California Sunset. He'll get Joel Rosario to ride. Kenny McPeak's second horse in the race of his three in the Silver Bullet Day is Goel's Delight. That'll be the sixth horse. with Kobe Hernandez. And then the 7, She's a Swede. Luis Saez is going to ride that one for Kenny McPeak. And the 8 horse is Bless the Broken, Axel Concepcion for William Walden. So this is a pretty wide open field. I mean, the morning line favorite there is 3-1, and that's simply joking.
Yeah, so McPeak has 3 horses. Cox has 2 horses. What does Beckman have, 2 horses? So that about covers the field. You have Elliot Walden left. He's the only one with 1 horse.
And he might take them all on there. You know, you never know with that. Because, of course, I don't know too much about Bless the Broken, but 10-1 on the morning line. And by the way, out of the, 8 fillies in this race, that is the longest priced morning line. It tells you how equal this race is, how well balanced, and how tough it is.
Yeah, well, listen, Brad Cox is taking Chastain after breaking her maiden in her first start and right away throwing her into a stake race, you know. So, yeah, you have to pay attention to what trainers are doing here. Again, you're dealing with lightly raced horses, 2 races, I should say. So, obviously, no one knows how good these horses really are, and someone's going to get an opportunity to step up. But the one, the Judmont horse, appears to be pretty, pretty good. She was really impressive first time out, winning at 7 furlongs from an inside post. Not an easy thing to do. She does have the advantage of breaking from the rail, going 2 turns at Fairgrounds. Giroux rides, you know, I'm sure he had his choice of against which Cox horse to ride. He went to the rail, probably the right move.
Now, Jonathan, the LeCompte, which is for the 3-year-old colts and is part of the, the Louisiana Derby series. And, of course, that one of the premier stepping stones for the Kentucky Derby. This race does hold 20 Kentucky Derby points to it. I haven't checked yet to see if the Silver Bullet Day has any for the Kentucky Oaks, but nevertheless, LeCompte has 20, and it drew an overflow field of 14 in the race. So there's plenty of guys trying to get some points early for the Kentucky Derby down there at the fairgrounds. And in this race, there is really no outstanding favorite. The favorite at 3-1 is Built. Jareth Loveberry is going to ride for Wayne Catalano. This horse had an impressive race in his last start, but he'll break from post 13 in the mile and 1/16th race. That's an outside post, and that left turn of the 2 left turns comes up pretty soon.
Yeah, that's not a good post, and it kind of neutralizes the fact that he's the favorite, because I'd rather bet an inside horse that may be a little slower than betting a horse from the 13 post going a mile and 1/16th at Fairgrounds. Not an easy thing to do. But listen, this horse was extremely impressive in his last 2 races, including winning the Gun Runner last time out at Fairgrounds. So he may have somewhat of an edge, but the post position may neutralize that.
Well, I can tell you this. This looks at just on paper as a really rich race to come up with some nice prices and a score in it. And I know that I think that in the end, we're going to be talking about the winner getting what we call the trip. But we will wait and see. That's going to be a kind of exciting. And I don't want to, get you to handicap in that race today, because we're just 4 days away from it.
5 days away from that race.
Yeah, so we're gonna hold off on that.
4 days anyway.
Yeah, 4 days. But in any case, what I'm saying is that it's a full field and no standouts, particularly in that race. But
no one was scared off and is not showing up. Everyone is, anyone that could run has come. No one is scared off by anyone in the field. So that makes it interesting.
And not only that, Jonathan, but the fact that, you've got the weather factor down there. Now, I don't think it's going to be an off track, but you never know. Like I said, we're 4 days away from that yet. Well, we're not 4 days away from your selections for today. Nice work on Sunday. Nice winners, a $6 winner. I'm sorry. The big winner was the $12.40 winner. And then the other one was $6.60. So that was a nice way to end up the week of handicapping on the show. But we got a new week, and we're going to try to carry that mojo from Sunday right on to this first day of the week this week.
Okay, so we're going to look at Gulfstream's 5th race today, 7.5 furlongs on the turf. And I love the number 5 horse in here, Gimme Mo Baby. This is a 6-year-old from the Bobby DeBona barn, and this barn has had an unbelievable last year and is starting this year off just as hot. I like the rider switch to Dylan Davis. I like the 5-1 on the morning line. two races since shipping in from the West Coast. I like number five, Gimme Mo Baby, 5-1 on the morning line to upset and win today's fifth race out at Gulfstream.
Okay, they have not posted the late scratches at Gulfstream yet, as far as I can see. In that race, the big favorite 9-5 is Carrington from the rail with Jose Lescano. But nevertheless, you like Dylan Davis, who's picked up quite a few winners there at Gulfstream when he, you know, down there for this little time that he's been down there.
Nothing's more important than a rider that's moving his tack to a new racetrack and getting off to a good start. And that's what he's done. He's won multiple races on each racing day, I think, that he's ridden there. So he's off to a good start. You know, they wanted him to come down to Florida. He had commitments to ride for a lot of big barns. Mm-hmm. They're giving him the opportunity. He had a winner, I think, on Sunday for McGahee.
Yeah.
He's been riding for Clement there. So all the big barns are using him as they promised, and hopefully he continues his hot streak.
All right. So in the fifth race today at Gulfstream Park, number five, Gimme Mo Baby. Gimme Mo Baby. The five horse in that fifth race at Gulfstream. Where are we going next?
Let's go to Tampa. Look at race number seven, 6 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number four horse in here, Take Charge Smiling. John Ruggedi sends out this four-year-old gelding. He has two races since joining this barn, and either one of them are good enough to get the job done here. Rider switch today to Daniel Santano, who's been a leading rider there, or certainly a top rider there for many years. 4-1 on the morning line. I like number four, Take Charge Smiling, to win today's seventh race out at Tampa Bay.
Well, we hope she takes charge and has us smiling right to the winner's circle. The four, Take Charge Smiling, Centeno aboard at 4-1. By the way, one of the favorites on the morning line at 3-1, Fit to Fly, has been scratched in that race. So the eight horse is out of that race. So we will take the four, Take Charge Smiling, the four horse, in that seventh race at Tampa Bay. You have full sheets for Gulfstream and Tampa Bay, right, today?
Correct, sir.
All right.
And tomorrow, everything's back up. Santa Anita, Aqueduct, Gulfstream, everything's running tomorrow. So
we're keeping our fingers crossed for that. Let's get the weather to subside a little and the fires to end, and let's keep cranking away now as we move through this first part of 2025. Hey, thanks a lot, Jonathan. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
Thank you, my man. And we will be back right after this break with Rich Eng standing by. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that is going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
My name is Carmine Givinazzo. People might know me from CSI New York. And I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children. Why is it personally important to me? I mean, my sister is NYPD, my dad was NYPD. Coming from Long Island, Staten Island, it's like a lot of, you know, cops and firefighters. So, you know, it's what I grew up around and the kind of people I know. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Never forget.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Wednesday. We now go out to Rich Eng standing by. And Richie, good morning.
Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Now, Richie, we haven't talked, of course, since Sunday, and the football is coming quickly to an end. Of course, the college football championship game is on Monday. That'll be the 20th, and featuring Ohio State and Notre Dame. But just before that, we have the NFL divisional round for the Super Bowl playoffs, and that includes four games, two on Saturday, the 18th, and two on Sunday, the 19th. Now, the early one on Saturday is the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Houston Texans. Now, when you take a first blush look at that, you would think, well, Kansas City, which opened up an 8-point favorite. But that those guys, those starters have been sitting on the bench gaining cobwebs for a long time. You think they're rusty at all?
Well, the fact that the Chiefs have won two straight Super Bowls, Ralph, I think they know typically between Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and the veterans like Travis Kelce, you know, they know how to take care of themselves and be ready. I know they've been off for a couple of weeks, but, you know, the other angle, the other way to look at it is a lot of bumps and bruises got healed over the last 2.5 weeks, yeah. Ralph, so yeah. They might be in full force, so to speak. But the key is experience. They've been through this many, many times.
Yep, and of course, the Lions will host the Washington Commanders. Now that the Lions open up an 8.5-point favorite, you would think at first blush that the Lions would have no problem handling this. But I got to tell you, them Washington Commanders came up big in their win.
That was the best game of the weekend, was the Washington Commanders and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
I felt bad for Baker Mayfield. He had a couple key turnovers. And Washington took advantage of them, ended up winning the game on a last play field goal by the kid Gonzalez. And, you know, it's a tough spot. They're on short rest, Ralph. They got to go into Detroit, and Detroit's got the extra week of rest. Yeah. And they actually played a great game against Minnesota. So I know some of their defensive issues look to be solved to some degree against Minnesota.
And, of course, on Sunday, the early game is the L.A. Rams against the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia. Philadelphia opened up a 6-point favorite. The Rams came up big in their win, but Philadelphia is Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philadelphia with their running attack and Saquon Barkley and Hurts, awful tough to stop. Mm-hmm. The defense really limited Jordan Love and the Packers, although the Packers suffered a ton of injuries,
yeah,
which really hurt their chances to try to be competitive. The Rams played a very, very good football game on Monday night. However, they're coming in off short rest. But, you know, an angle here is that they got a Super Bowl winning quarterback in Matthew Stafford and a young defense that has played very, very well down the stretch, Ralph.
Yeah, it's going to be a goodie. But the best matchup of the weekend by many experts is the last game of the weekend, and that's the Baltimore Ravens visiting the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. Oh, my. Buffalo is just a short 1.5-point favorite at the opening line.
Well, the you know, it's going to be cold. I think that's the one thing for sure. It's going to be cold in Buffalo for the football game. But the thing that I know that I really like with the Ravens, Ralph, they ran the football. They played Ravens football, and they ran the ball something like 40 times, which is their MO. If they try to win the game by throwing it with Lamar Jackson, that's really not their way of doing things. And Buffalo, well, Josh Allen looks like it's either going to be him or Lamar is going to win the MVP. Would Buffalo tough it all?
And I'm sure it depends on that game on Sunday. And, you know, I think more succinctly than Ravens football, it's Harbaugh football. That's the way those guys coach. They want their teams to be teams that run. And they certainly did that. That's for sure. All righty. Well, we're now turning the page back to horse racing. We'll get your picks for the football games as those games roll out this week. But for today, Richie, nice Sunday as well from you. A nice win in the pigskin and the horse hide. So we'll keep the mojo going. Where are we going today?
Yeah, I like nothing better, Ralph, than giving out the two winners out of two picks. So let's go to Turf Paradise race number six. An angle that I used before last week is Justin Evans on a live horse at Turf Paradise. He's the Linda Rice of Phoenix. Let's go with the two, Ko Samui, Carlo Lopez riding for Justin Evans. They team up, Ralph, to win 38% of their starts together. This horse got a lot of backlash. I think she'll be able to get the job done. The two, Ko Samui in the sixth.
An Irish bred in this race, the two, Ko Samui, with Lopez aboard for Evans. Hot team there. The two horse at Turf Paradise in the sixth race today is Rich Eng's selection. Well, Richie, we'll get you back to studying football and horse racing, reminding everybody that when Santa Anita starts tomorrow, you do have a full sheet of handicapping at Santa Anita as well. But for today, we'll let you get caught up on all the action for this coming weekend. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All righty. We're going to come back with our final break and our final duo, John Lindo and Jerry Jackowitz, standing by. And we'll ask John what's going on in Southern California. And a big weekend coming up there at Santa Anita, God willing, and the no more fires out there that will prevent that. We'll be right back.
Get ready to laugh with Punchlines with Frank Nicotero. Join Frank and his team of featured guests for your daily dose of comedy.
Burrito, the Pittsburgh of the West.
Poison. Yeah. Poison.
Sports.
F for Falcons, Alex.
We were talking Derek Carr for MVP after two games.
I was.
And the funniest social media posts.
People want to show off their food. Boom. Wiener on a guy's shoulder.
It's the dark thoughts. We bleed blue.
It's your one-stop spot for great laughs and a good time.
But a bumps.
Find us on YouTube at Punchlines FN. And join the chat live weekdays at noon Pacific for the ultimate blend of jokes, sports, and viral fun.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. We now go out to John Lindo, standing by in Southern California, smoky Southern California. And John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. It's cold here, but what's happening, the latest around Santa Anita as far as those crazy fires?
Well, the air quality got much better around Arcadia yesterday. The winds were supposed to come up last night and into this morning, but the horses are working at Santa Anita, which means the wind conditions are very tolerable. You know, it's better than it was last week, and we're going to get busy starting tomorrow with the addition of tomorrow's racing card, and they've also added a week from tomorrow, the next Thursday, the 23rd. So starting tomorrow, 9 of the next 11 days, we'll have live racing at Santa Anita.
So we're going to have racing starting tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, the holiday, Martin Luther King holiday. Then they're going to take just 2 days off and come back the following Thursday for four more days?
Exactly. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And additional bet for you, too, Ralph, starting this Friday, the remaining Fridays at Santa Anita in January, the Coast to Coast Pick 5 has been added between Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park on the Fridays in January. So now we'll have those Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
All right. And, of course, you'll be taking care of it with the Lindo Report. Do you have a Lindo Report today for Gulfstream?
No, I don't. We'll kick off with Santa Anita tomorrow. They've had me busy running around and trying to figure out what the schedule's going to be.
All right. You got it. And I already told everybody that from now through the 26th of January, they've already posted all of their post times. They're going to be early post times, either noon or 11:30, depending on the amount of races at the track that day, right?
Exactly. Saturday, Sunday this week will be 11:30 with 11 race cards. We go at noon tomorrow, 12:30 Friday. So listen to Ralph, and he'll tell you what time we kick off every day.
Now, John, they're going to take the five races, the part of that Saturday that was canceled on Cal Cup stakes races, and they're putting them in this Saturday, right?
Yeah, they basically took that entire 11 race card, not in the exact same order, but those same 11 races are back for this Saturday, including the five stakes races for the Cal Cup.
And did they redraw the races, or are they going pat?
Yeah, no, they redrew the entire card, so a few different post positions, but We got a head start at least doing some of the homework for when we did it for last Saturday.
Okay, and like you say, so they redrew for the post, so some horses might have got a luckier post this time around than they would have originally had.
Yes, absolutely. There were a few that benefited and a few that didn't do as well.
Okay, and you'll keep us, well, when we go over the cards, you'll make note of that as well. Well, John, I know you don't have a sheet today, but I maybe got a feeling you might have a pick.
No. I didn't do any work on that yesterday, Ralph. I was busy running around, had to go up to Santa Anita, so I didn't get a chance to produce anything for today.
Let me ask you before you go, and I go to Jerry Jackowitz now, the fires around Southern California, they're getting a handle on these fires, are they not?
Yeah, the Altadena Pasadena fire is about 33% contained. There's a little less than that, the Palisades fire, they're still active, and boy, when you see the aerial shots of the areas of Pasadena and Pacific Palisades, the devastation's really, really, it takes your breath away.
Yeah, it sure does. And our thoughts and our prayers and our feelings just go out to those poor folks there. But we'll help them out and they'll survive, that's for sure. All right, thanks a lot, John. We'll let you get back to work and we'll start in earnest tomorrow.
All right, Ralph, we'll talk to you, and we'll talk Santa Anita on Thursday.
You better believe it, man. And that's tomorrow.
Yes, yeah. It is. We'll be ready to go.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, let's go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Well, with these delays and all that, at least we're trying to get back on a regular schedule and all that. And now we have to worry about the freezing temperatures and weather in the East Coast and continued that the fires don't flare up at Santa Anita. Does that affect at all any of the handicapping that you do for the power pages each day?
Well, there's all kinds of horse for course angles. There's horse for weather angles too, believe it or not. Wow. Some horses really do very well in the cold weather. If you can identify ones that ran really well last year when it was cold, that might be an edge towards if they're running again this year in the cold. Mm-hmm. You'll see that there's plenty of horses that run well in the winter and then don't run well in the spring because they have allergies, just like people do.
Wow.
And things like that happen. I mean, that's all part of understanding horse racing form cycles and when a horse is more or less likely to do better than expected. So, something there.
How would people like yourself who are professional handicappers, I mean, that is like the fine tuning going on, that information that is not readily available for all of us handicappers. How do you guys handle those particular situations you just talked about?
Well, it's hard for me to know what other people do. And it's just a matter of the notes you take on each day of racing for bias, for weather, things like that, that you keep and that are there that you you look at, this horse did well on a cold day last year. But, nowadays it's not as prevalent because they don't run when it gets really cold. You know, they're still at 30 degrees in New York or 25 degrees is what I would call cold for horses. In the old days we used to get, they'd be running down in the teens and the tens.
Yeah, you'd see the jockeys chew polish and Vaseline on their faces not to have it cracked in freezing weather.
Right. So I used to get a little something there. It used to be a great help just being a good note taker. But today, I'm not so sure that it's as valid because, at 30 or 25 degrees, I don't know if that shows up very much as an edge. So.
Yeah, a lot of people really don't understand that horses do like the cold weather. When I was in Kentucky, I remember that out at the farms, the horses in the pastures used to go up to the highest point in the snow and just sit there and get all that cold breeze and all that in the snow. Of course, they had their winter coats on, but they enjoy the colder weather.
Yeah. See, unlike people who don't like the wind on the moral high ground, if you saw the landmen.
Yeah, no question about that.
The horses do.
The horses do, that's for sure. Well, you'll be back to work tomorrow with Aqueduct is starting up another week, and of course Santa Anita as well. And so we'll be looking for Jerry, your power pages. You had a nice reverse winner for us on Sunday, so we'll be looking for your handicapping tomorrow as well. And we start out this week by trying to adjust all we have to see what the racing's going to adjust to in the next week or so, that's for sure. But in the meantime, we have wrapped up this first show of this week. And as always, Jerry always has the last word.
Have a great race day, everybody.